This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. Got some T&E stuff coming from them very shortly. I'll keep you in the loop. I'm lucky that I have a few instructors that I know well enough that I can reach out to them and say, listen, would you come on the show and talk about this? And my next guest is one of these people that is so quietly competent at what he does and the way he instructs and everything. I'm going to have to figure out a way to go up to Michigan just to take one of his classes. But he's also very tall. Very tall. And I'm talking about the Yeti. I am talking about Steve Fisher. Good evening, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing okay. I am doing okay. Now, I think of you as a very sober man. When it comes to certain things. And I called Steve today and I said, Steve, when you travel, do you make any provisions for, you know, the zombie hordes coming or anything like that? And because I thought I was alone in this. I thought I was one of the only ones I knew that did this. But no, Steve does this. So let's talk first about kits that you make. Do you have different levels of kits depending on where you're traveling, how far away from home you might be, stuff like that?
Yeah, there's really tons. You know, most of them are pretty standardized. So for me, you know, there's one particular backpack that I use that has essentials and consumables,
right,
for me, and sustainment gear. So, and there's also times where I will just stop while I'm on road trips across the country teaching when I'm traveling, and I will camp. You know, I'll grab that bag, pull out my hammock, pull out my quilts, whatever, and just set it up and stay overnight or two nights, you know, whatever it is I'm doing, or sleep on the range because the weather's so good.
Right.
So it's sustainment level gear. Then there's the, you know, what a lot of people would kind of consider their bag of doom. And that often can fluctuate between one or two different types of guns that will go in that bag for me.
Right.
So a lot of times it can switch between like a pistol caliber carbine, or it'll be a, you know, 10 and a half or 11 and a half inch, you know, AR-15 pistol, along with the other essentials. But I have two separate kit bags that always go with me. One is just a, you know, 24-hour livable, you know, 24-hour, a multi-day livable, sustainable, consumable bag.
Right.
That serves all purposes for me if I want to go camping, hunting, or whatever fantasy of the end of the world coming, or doom apocalypse, or natural disaster, whatever. Having been stuck before in a multi-day ice event on the freeway back in the 90s, did, you know, kind of really drove it home even harder for me. So this is nothing new to me per se. And then there's the bag that I have that contains all the sensitive item equipment that I would need to fight my way someplace if something did occur, or to respond to other actions.
With these kits that you make, as far as the sensitive items, which I take that to be the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you try to camouflage that?
Yeah, some of them I do. You know, a lot of people know that I work with tough products. I've designed some very discreet, low-profile bags and packs that have actually been currently are deployed with some groups, agencies, whatever, doing some really good work, which I'm very pleased about. They're a very nondescript backpack that are just, you know, strictly, you know, weapon sensitive and some ancillary items that you would need.
Right.
Then there's also some of the Vertex bags that I will use. And those have specific requirements and needs for me. They fit that role very well. There's also a couple other bags that are just so non-sequitur. People would never even second guess what was in them if they looked at them ever.
Right.
They would pay no attention to the whatever colored XYZ bag it is for whatever reason. And yeah, there are cases for it. So I've got two or three main ones that I go with.
So for me, and I'm trying to now, I carry some stuff that was made for me by Mean Gene Higdon that screams tactical stuff in here, buddies. And as much as I like the bags and everything, I would like to try to build a discreet bag. So where would I start if I'm trying to build a discreet bag for the sensitive items, which I'm thinking that there's going to be a second handgun in there and some sort of a long gun, whether it's an AR pistol of some type or a pistol caliber carbine. So what would be the first bag you would recommend for something like that?
So for me, it would be the Tough Products, Sentinel Revelation 2.0 bag. That would be one choice, and the other would end up being, one of the Vertex either commuter bags or their Gamut sling bags. They have some really cool nondescript colors in those bags. They're kind of like a tweed finish, but make no bones about it, the bag looks different. And for those of us that are in tune to things, we know what that bag is.
Right. I have a Sentinel. I don't have the Tough Products yet. I'm looking at the Revelation 2. I do have a Vertex sling bag that will carry a pistol very nicely. But that's the thing. It'll only carry a pistol. I'm very inclined to want to try to include a long gun in there.
Yeah. The one that I have right now from them, from Vertex, does carry a, AR pistol or pistol caliber carbine. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So between and in this. And I'm just talking about the sensitive items bag. We can talk about the sustenance bag here in just a minute. In the sensitive items bag, do you worry about things like armor?
No. No. They're kept as light as possible and as minimal as possible with just those things. I often travel with armor anyway because, certain classes I'm teaching or courses or whatever.
Right.
So it's always there. But for the most part, I'm not necessarily overly worried about that for that particular point in time. So for me, those items are what I would consider my immediate priority. So, yes, there's a long gunish of some sort, AR pistol, pistol caliber carbine. Generally, for me, it's an AR pistol.
Right.
On top of that, in the secondary areas, there is a mirror image pistol generally, or just a standard pistol of, a red dot Glock, agency Glock 34 or 17.
Right.
With a red dot magazine in place, empty chamber, two spare magazines for it, and, two spare M4 magazines or three, depending on the bag and loadout. And that generally rides in one of the two bags, and plus my med kits are in there. And then on top of that, there's also like a multi-tool flashlight, fixed blade knife, Velcroed in all the compartments that they have for this. Which those are just items for me, like, hey, I want to have these things, but this is all I get is what's in this bag.
Right.
On top of that, then going back to the Revelation bag,
hold up there on the Revelation bag because I want to break that down in, and I've got it here in front of me because I want to break it down in and maybe because I'm thinking about. I hope the people from Tough are back at their shop or something. I tried them the other day to ask them some questions. SentinelConcepts.com is where you can find the schedules for Steve Fisher's classes coming up in 2019, which they have been thrown open and they are ready to go. And I'm going to try to get some up there sometime this year. We'll see how that works out. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com. Fake TV.com.
You can't imagine how much work it took to get that non-gun guy to make that spot sound right. But I did it. And while you're at it, go check out FranklinArmory.com. I am talking to Steve Fisher, trainer, and right now advisor of mine, and we're talking about the kits that he puts together for traveling, which you're traveling right now, right? You were in my neck of the woods and didn't know you were in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, I stopped down to see some friends and evading the great snowstorm Armageddon of the first one of the year up in the Midwest, and I'm actually in at Fort Benning, Georgia right now.
Cool. The bag that you're talking about, the Toughline Sentinel Concept Revelation 2, just for everybody. See, one of the things I'm worried about with a bag is length and everything, because I want the gun to go in there. This, your bag, the one you designed, will hold a, it's designed to conceal an SBR with a the Law Tactical Folder kit that you can put on the buffer tube. Up to a 10.5-inch barrel, it will hold overall a length of 22.5 inches, which is pretty good. Pretty good with a 30-round magazine. It is covered by a false panel, so if you unzip the bag and everything and you're like at a coffee shop or something where Steve and I go sometimes, when you open it up, nobody's going to see your blaster sitting there.
Absolutely.
Now, that had to have been something you designed.
It absolutely was. So when I started, going through all the bags that I had and have, which is a lot, I'm a bag junkie. And there's a lot of good bags, but they were lacking, as far as what some of the needs were to get this done. And so I said, well, I need a bag that is going to hold the gun, keep the gun secure, accessible, hidden, so I can still gain access to the interior of the bag for either jacket, sweatshirt, any of the little everyday stuff you're going to throw in there, maybe a laptop, whatever. And at that point, so I was like, okay, we need to do this, 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 and this. So we made this adjustable panel on the interior to hide the gun. So you've got this black hole of doom with this gun in a black paneled compartment that you could open up that bag and nobody would ever be any wiser that there's a gun in there. And I've done it. I've gone to the outdoor seating, the coffee shops, restaurants, whatever, taking that bag.
Right.
The other thing I did with that bag is we incorporated a bottom that reduced muzzle signature noise if you sat the bag down a specific way and the muzzle would not clink on the cement or other objects. So we set that up in the bottom of the bag as well to prevent that and to give the bag a little bit of stiffener rigidity to sit upright between your legs or wherever, so it wouldn't just flop and fold. And giving up the, some sort of form, shape, outline of the gun.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the main interior compartment of that bag.
And now, the other thing is the exterior of the bag. You made that deliberately look more like a gadget bag than anything tactical. It does not scream tactical at all. There's no Molly or anything.
No, that's stupid. That is so dumb outside most military and LE operations. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's like, oh, hang on. Like, hey, bro, all that Molly just gave everything away you're doing with your backpack. And the backpack is designed to look like anything you could grab off the wall at local stores, Walmart, whatever, Jamesport area. I don't care where you buy bags from. So there's an EDC pocket up there for like your keys, your cell phone, chapstick, whatever, the immediate accessible stuff that you always want that aren't necessarily sensitive. And that's great. Throw a pair of glasses in there, whatever it is you need. I don't care. It's up to you and your world and what you're doing with it.
Right.
And then there's an exterior pocket or flap. People will see where it's laced with the bungee retainers, and that bungee cord again is another layer of discretion, because then I can put a jacket, sweatshirt, whatever over it and loop it in there. It just takes away from that as well. But like most bags, that daisy chain of cord went all across the bag, so you didn't have access to that pocket on the exterior of the bag. So So mine shrunk that space, allowed that. And when you open up that panel on the front with these zippers, you've got Velcro in there, or Velcro Molly, depending on which generation it is. And so in there, generally in my bag, fits a full-on Spiritus System Microfight chest rig.
Okay.
And it's got a couple of carbine mags in it, full-on med kit loadout, IFAP, extra tourniquet, a couple of carbine mags, a couple of pistol mags, Surefire flashlight, multi-tool, some chem lights and some other little things that I carry personally in that setup for me and my jobs of having that in there and accessible to have a no-doubt fighting chest harness with my loadout.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to see all this stuff laid out. The bags, though, I think the bag is the crucial component. Now, one thing about this, when I'm looking at this, and I don't know if this is this doesn't have compression straps or anything, so you purposely made it to be narrow front to back to where
correct.
You can't make it too heavy, I guess, huh?
Correct. And then there is the compression straps on the side of the bag are just there to kind of tighten it up just a little bit. Like if you were to throw a puffy jacket or something in the interior,
right.
You can cinch those down just ever so slightly. But the bag is kind of deceitful and deceptive in how much interior space there is based on the narrowness of the bag from the looks of it. It doesn't look very deep at all, but it gives you a lot of depth in that bag. To the point that I can fit, my folding stock, 10.5-inch, gun with flashlight, laser, 30-round magazine, and optic all in place.
Wow.
And still have access to it with the stock folded, or if I throw, one of my pistol caliber carbines in there, it doesn't matter as long as the overall length of the gun doesn't exceed 23 inches, truthfully. You can get a 23-inch gun in there with a little angle tweaking. So, if you're running like a little SIG Rattler or a, Scorpion or MPX gun or whatever you choose, so you can get those in there.
Coming up on the next break, for those of you that might be interested in looking at this, you can go to Sentinel Concepts and go to shop or go to toughproducts.com. Mm-hmm. They have one color that is in stock right now. The retail on it is $180, which is a lot cheaper than a lot of these bags are. So I spent more than that for my little Vertex bag. So we'll be right back. Talking to Steve Fisher, this is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
The White House was asked about the use of tear gas against migrants trying to enter the United States illegally from Mexico. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insists that law enforcement officials have used appropriate non-lethal force when necessary, and the White House regrets the fact that some children may have been affected by the tear gas.
The White House would never want children to be in harm's way in any capacity whatsoever. However, that is why we are continuing to encourage people to follow the law and go to ports of entry.
President Trump is threatening to cancel any upcoming meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the recent clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president's waiting for a full report on the incident in which Russia seized several Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea. And your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow was up 108 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I am talking to Steve Fisher of Sentinel Concepts. When do your classes start up? I mean, you've got to go to SHOT Show, so that means you'll have to take a week off from training. Do you actually train anything at all during the week, the month of January? Do we have the guest? I could have sworn I was asking questions here. Did we lose the guest? Well, I'm not hearing from the guest. Let me send him a text. Are you still connected? Boom. Question mark. He can hear me. Okay. So, right now, this means that he's not being turned up. So, I can't, you just stay put. I'm hopeful that you will be back on here shortly. And now you've dropped. Okay. okay. We will get you back as soon as I know where my producer is. Steve and I were actually going to speak about the pros and cons of the pistol caliber carbine in this segment, so let me go ahead and do that. If you're out there, I need my guest back. And if you're not out there, then why aren't you? anyway, pistol caliber carbines. The reason I'm bringing these up is one, I have one to test right now, and it is a, it is the CZ Scorpion ED03S1 with a folding stock. It does not have to have any sort of adapter kit to it. This is the full length carbine rifle, if you will, in the pistol caliber, and it has a fake suppressor on it, which means if you decided to SBR this gun, you could, it's the fake suppressor that's on it is actually the muzzle device. So that actually adds to the length of the barrel. You could remove that muzzle device and have an SBR and put a real suppressor on there if you wanted to, or have an SBR, whichever way you want it to go. I got that one just purely for, and I have it right now for evaluation, and that is what's, I've been shooting video of it. There are a couple of pluses and minuses to it, to any pistol caliber carbine. The minus is going to be the caliber. It's going to be the caliber every time, because in a lot of cases, especially today, with the advent of the AR-15 pistol with the shoulder brace on it, that, or the wrist brace that you can shoulder today as we speak, according to the ATF, that changes from day to day, it seems to. But you can have the rifle caliber in a very short package. Now, the problem with the rifle caliber in the short package is that the AR-15 pistol with like a 7-inch barrel. I haven't tried one with a 10-inch barrel, but the AR-15 pistol with a 7-inch barrel is going to produce a fireball of epic proportions. And here, let me text him again. I don't know where my producer went. Where? And that's a problem. The best way to set up, I think, a really short-barreled AR-15 rifle or pistol would be to have it suppressed, which means you then have to go through the whole thing that is the NFA, which I have resisted with all of my will being involved in. But then that's to get rid of the fireball. Then you have to contend with all of that gas being blown back in your face coming out of whenever you pull the trigger, because it's all going to be coming out with the piece of brass as it ejects. It's all going to be forced back at you. So for me, the pistol caliber carbine is, that alleviates that problem. I've given up a little bit of power. I do have a longer barrel. I do have a longer barrel to go with this. And here's the thing about pistol caliber carbines, though. Pistols are weak, comparatively speaking, right? And yet we have developed all of these ammunition choices that have led to us having more effective stops with handguns. And like in the case of the CZ-EVO-3S1, that means you can load that with that kind of self-defense ammo, and it's going to be out of a longer barrel. It's going to develop more pressure. It's going to be just fine against a person. Now, this is not something you'd want to take into combat against people that are armored up. And this is not something that you would want to be, I think, the only rifle you have available to you. You would want to be able to use this. If your handgun is going to get you to the long gun, then you want this gun to get you to a to the rifle caliber weapon, I think. If it's going to be a prolonged swap and fire kind of fight with people that are hardened and ready to go against you, you're going to want at least 5.56. You might want 308. You might want bigger. I don't know. But whatever it is you want, whatever it is you get, I think in these kits that we're talking about describing, I think in a lot of cases, for me, the better choice might be the pistol caliber carbine, simply because the ammunition is going to be lighter, right? The magazines are going to be smaller. And that's all going to work out a lot better as far as what you can carry. You can carry more. The EVO, you can get 30-round magazines with that. And yes, it is 30 rounds of 9mm, but it is 30 rounds of 9mm that you can shoot really fast, really straight, really accurately. And if you have the right ammo, well, they make a lot of ammo designed to be man stoppers now out of handguns, as they're going to work much better in a carbine length rifle. So, the pro is the compactness of everything involved in it, and the fact that you don't have to configure it too crazy to make it work. The con is the caliber. Overall, size-wise, I think they're the same. The reason I like the EVO over, say, an AR-15 pistol is because I don't have a rifle right now that would conform and go into a bag without me breaking it in two pieces, the upper lower. But I can do that with the EVO S3. So that's one thing I'm looking at, because it doesn't have a buffer tube on it. That makes it easier to use for me in a lot of cases, in a compact place, in a compact. And if I have to deploy, say, the AR-15, I got to put it together first. Otherwise, with the bags I currently have, I can change that by getting more bags. And I'm going to change that by getting more bags. But right now, what I'm about to do is go into the next segment and then try to find my guest. Get my guest back on here and see what we can do with that. But that's all coming up next segment. Next hour, we're going to have Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Caitlin. They're going to come on because we're going to do Weaponized Woman, because Tatiana's going out of town this weekend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now we got Steve back. We get him back.
Yep.
Okay. While you were gone, I tried to do my very level best to do the pros and cons of the pistol caliber carbine. Steve Fisher is the chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts. We've been talking about kits. And So I'll give you the real quick encapsulation so we can move on. I basically said the big thing you're giving away with a pistol caliber carbine is caliber, power, reach. And because in a lot of cases the size is the same, but at the same time you're also like now maybe I've just never had a good one, but I've had a few AR-15 pistols and I must get the barrels just too short because I really like them to be short. And that produces a fireball that is epic.
Yes, it does.
And So for me, in a lot of cases, and you know, then looking at the size of the bags that I have and the dimensions, that's where the pistol caliber carbine comes in into effect for me. Now, you are a CZ gun guy. You like CZ guns.
I like CZ guns. You know, it's funny, the whole pistol caliber carbine thing, it's kind of what's old is new again in the industry.
Right.
You know, 12 years ago, you know, plus we were all shooting pistol caliber guns. You know, we had, you know, Colts and everybody else was making little 9mm carbines. You know, and that kind of comes back and forth, but the new breed of guns are obviously different. And that's right. Absolutely awesome. I love the CZ Scorpion. I love that Scorpion gun. I think it's great. It's a great little gun, minimal recoil, you know, purpose built around the caliber. Just a great, fun gun to have.
Do you think with a 9mm pistol caliber carbine, mm-hmm. given the state, I mean, now self-defense ammo has gotten to the point now to where there's not a whole lot of discernible difference between any of the semi-auto sizes, unless maybe you go to the full house load on a 10mm.
The best millimeter.
Yeah, that is the best millimeter. I love them. But, or Or, you know, some of the crazy ones like the 460 Roland or the, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Those crazy ones. But like 9mm, 45, there's not a lot of discernible difference between them. Do you think a pistol caliber carbine using ammunition that is designed to deanimate an attacker out of a handgun would be effective coming out of a pistol caliber carbine like a 9mm?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at some of the barrel length on some of these pistol caliber carbines, some of them are, you know, 5-7-inch barrels. You know, you're looking at Glock 34 length guns or, you know, 17L series length, you know, anywhere in that, you know, that 5 to 6 inch world. That is, that's out there and it's been there. And so the ammo is definitely capable of it. There's no question about it, especially with today's ammo technology. The pistol caliber carbine is a viable gun. You know, I have some friends that use them. One of my particular friends, they're very, very big gun enthusiast. Family training, very in tune with that. Their, you know, their 14-year-old daughter has one. She's
right.
Small statured. That's her bedroom gun. Legitimately, that's her bedroom gun, whatever fun gun that she has. You know, I have another friend whose mother isn't, you know, quite strong enough and with the balance issues with certain carbines, doesn't necessarily like the noise of it. Isn't going to go out and buy a suppressor kind of thing, has a pistol caliber carbine, a SIG MPX for the house. You know, because that's what she liked out of all the variations. I personally prefer that CZ. I really like that gun a lot. I think it's an amazing value for the cost of the gun, the magazines. You know, obviously there's a lot of them out there, and guys are like, oh, my AR 9mm pistol, it takes Glock mags. Yeah, that's awesome too. You know, that's great. You can put your pistol mags in there. You can, you know, 33-round mags from Glock. You're happy. Life is good. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong at all. But for a purpose-built, like, awesome gun, that CZ is just such a soft shooter as well. And
yeah.
It has a lot of merit as a defensive purpose gun or even offensive in some cases. I mean, let's be real. MP5 ruled the roost for years in law enforcement and military operations.
Nothing wrong with it.
I've never run
an MP5. I've run a MP. The H&K has become a very cloned platform, sort of like the 45 and sort of like some of the other guns out, the AR, the M14s and M1s. So it's become a very cloned one, and I have run a couple of those. I prefer, and it mainly has to do with the fact that CZ figured out that steel magazines weigh an awful lot, and all the Scorpion magazines are transparent plastic. It's very light, and it's very easy to shoot, and it doesn't move at all. It's not even a recoil impulse. It's more like a, I don't know, it's more like a vibration. It's crazy fast.
It just kind of hovers there. It's a very fast shooting gun. I love that gun. I absolutely do. I think it's a great gun. And then I've got a couple of pistol caliber carbines. You know, I've played with the CZ quite a bit. It's on the list to pick up. I have a Zenith MP5 / Dakota tactical gun. I have, you know, a couple of the ZMPX, obviously. They're fun guns. If anything, the ammo's cheap, you know, and you can shoot them indoor ranges, outdoor ranges. They're great in shoot house classes. They're great on steel targets. They're great on paper. You know, they're just a fun gun, but they're still a very viable, effective gun for inside homes, vehicle use, bag use. You know, who doesn't like a shoulder-fired car, you know, pistol-caliber carbine with 30 rounds on board? That's going to give you good accuracy, good terminal performance out to 50, 60 yards. You know, 75, depending on the load. So it is a very viable tool with today's ammunition. And the resurgence of it, especially with, you know, competitive world, USPSA, allowing pistol caliber carbine divisions. I mean, it's a great gun. It's just, why not?
Yeah. Would you, now, you ever pack those in your kits?
Yeah, I have.
With pistol caliber carbines, do you go with ball ammunition or do you go with the more proven, tested self-defense ammo for that caliber?
I have a party pack with that gun, with those guns. You know, there could be, you know, just a magazine with ball just because it's there. I could, you know, force it into a hunting role for small game or something if I needed to, or whatever the case. You know, the primary magazine that is in the gun is loaded with hollow point ammunition, today's modern ammo.
Right.
extremely accurate, extremely good. Drives up the velocities a little bit, gets a little bit better terminal performance out of the gun. What people fail to realize, though, is the pistol caliber carbines have a lot of penetration. They deliver some penetration because of the velocities that are starting to occur to those guns, getting them up a little bit higher pressure and pushing those rounds. And, handgun rounds in general penetrate pretty aggressively inside structures over some of the 5.56 guns with, today's modern defensive ammo in them. So there is some merit to that gun, but yeah, I carry generally, when I carry the MP5 gun, that generally has, two magazines mag clamped together with their mag clamps with the,
right.
With hollow points in it, and then, the MPX gets a dose of them, and they all get it. And when I buy a CZ, when I get that little Scorpion gun, it's going to have the same thing. And then, like I said, there's a magazine or two of just ball ammo on hand for them in the reserve pouches if it gets to that point. But.
So you would give me a thumbs up on the EVO S1, EVO EVO 3.
I love that. That EVO is a great little gun, man.
That's good. I'm glad I didn't make a bad choice.
Not at all. Even in the carbine form, with the folder, not really carbine, but pistol form, a little bit longer barrel, which is actually really nice. And I like the little itty-bitty pistol variant of it, and I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, we'll do this again soon. Go to SentinelConcepts.com and check out the scheduling there. If you're in that area, you need to go take a Steve Fisher class. And I'm sorry that we lost you there for that segment, but thank you for coming on. Steve is getting ready to go to Florida to do some training there. Maybe you're going to train with him. Go in there, and if you take him coffee, he'll like you a lot. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, as always.
All right. Coming up next is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.